The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Hei Medbeis quotes a braisa that says that if a person is not machshik the kelim that he acquires from the non-Jew, b'di'evit it's okay. At least that's one braisa. It's a machlokas braisas, whether b'di'evit it's mutter, b'di'evit it's osser. We paskin that b'di'evit it's mutter. And why is that true? Because we paskin that osin tam lefgam mutter. That if Issa doesn't put a good taste into the tarovis, into the heter, so then it's not going to asin. So says the Gemara, so why do I need the whole parasha of Klei Midyan, the parasha of Heksha Kalim? So comes the Gemara and says, Lo osur Torah el kedera basyoma, that the Torah prohibited only a kedera basyoma, that if it's a basyoma, whatever that shear is of basyoma, so then it's not nosin tam lefgam. As long as the kedera is a kedera basyoma, it's not going to be nosin tam lefgam. That'll be osur. So that's the case that the Torah is talking about, that you have to be machshir the kli. But once it's a kedera she'ena basyoma, so since it'll be nosin tam lefgam into the tarovis, it's not going to osur. And technically, min haTorah, there's no need for hechshir, it would appear. So the Gemara asks, so why does the Braisa say that only b'di'evit, it's mutter lechatchil, it should be mutter. You don't need any hechshir on a Kedera Shena Basyoma. So comes the Gemara and says, no, there's a Gzera of Kedera Shena Basyoma, Otu Basyoma. The very famous Gzera, very important Yisod, that really Min haTorah, it would appear from the Gemara, once the Kedera is in Eina Basyoma, then it's Mutter Lechatchila to, it would seem as though it's not gonna aser any tarovas, any tavshil that you cook in it. So why shouldn't it be Mutter Lechatchila to just cook in the Kli? Why do we need any Heksha? Just wait 24 hours. The answer is, Taka would have been Mutter, but Chazal were afraid that you're not going to wait. Chazal are afraid that you'll make a mistake and you'll cook in the Kedera before the 24 hours, before the time has elapsed. And therefore, Chazal say that you're not allowed to use the Kedera Shena Basyoma before you've actually kashered it. Now, I just mentioned 24 hours. Well, 24 hours is the way that we paskin in terms of defining what a Kli She'ena Ben Yomo is. But we mentioned last time, it's actually a machlokas. Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam both say that Kedera Basyoma doesn't mean that it's within 24 hours, but rather it's within a Linas Laila. Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi both hold that once there's a Linas Laila, and the way Tosfos seems to be saying, the Rabbeinu Tam assumes Linas Laila means the whole Laila, not just the Sof Laila, but the whole Laila. Once the whole Laila has passed, so then, b'di'evit, it's not going to ask the tavshil. So let's say, for example, a person cooked at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, before Tzeis HaKochavim, and then the whole Laila passed. We're not talking about that he cooked in the middle of the night, but he cooked before the night. So if he cooked before the night, then the whole Laila has passed. So according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, there's no problem. At least, b'di'evit, it's not going to ask. L'chatchila, you still have to kasha, but b'di'evit, it won't ask the tavshil, because we assume then that it's a keder she'ena basyom. But we pointed out that not everyone agrees. The Rosh, from the end of his Lashon, it sounds like the Rosh argues, and he says that Basyoma is not a function of the Linas Laila, but rather it's a function of 24 hours, that you need Me'es L'Eis. Right? If you only have less than 24 hours, even if you had a Linas Laila already, the Rosh holds that it's still Nosen Tam L'Shvach, and it'll be a problem. But after 24 hours, after Me'es L'Eis, from when you originally cooked in the Kedera, that's defined now as a Kedera Shena Basyoma, and then B'di'evit, it's not going to aser the Tavshil. We started talking about last time a very interesting Shaila. When we say that Kedera Shena Basyoma is a function of 24 hours from the time that you last cooked, what does that mean? Let's say you cooked Isser at a certain period of time, let's say 6 o'clock in the evening, before Tzeis HaKochavim. Let's say Tzeis HaKochavim is at 8. Right, 8:30, like it is today, right, or 8 or 9 o'clock, or 10 to 9, whatever it is, right? So a person cooks at 6 o'clock. So do we say that it becomes a Kedera Shena Basyoma, if he cooked 6 o'clock on Sunday night, so then it becomes a Kedera Shena Basyoma 6 o'clock on Monday night, and that's the way it is, no matter what happened in the interim? Or perhaps we should say that, let's say the pot was used in the interim, let's say it was used for lunch on Monday afternoon. Right, he used at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon. So maybe we should reset the clock, and the 24 hours is not from the time that you cooked the Isser and the Pah, but rather it's from the time, the last cooking that you did. Right? Let's say you cooked at 12 o'clock, and then you cook Heter at 6 o'clock. So now we want to figure out what the status of the Heter is. We don't say, if you cook, let's say, at 7 o'clock on Monday, so it's after 24 hours, but it's before 24 hours from the last cooking time. So do we follow the last time that you cooked, or do we follow the original time that the Issa was actually cooked in the Kedera? So that's a discussion that we started having yesterday. That's based on the Rabbeinu Baruch that Tosfos quotes at the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Rabbeinu Baruch says that we actually do restart the clock. That when it comes to a b'liyah of Isser, if you cooked Isser originally in the pot at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, and then you cook something, you're mechamim bomayim. That's his example, that you warm up water. They didn't have hot water urns. If they wanted to warm up water for a drink, they cook it in the pot. That's parv. They cook it in the pot. Right? So if they use the pot again, let's say you realize that it was a problem. Right? Let's say and you don't use the water. Right? We talked about yesterday, let's say you cook vegetables in the pot. And someone by mistake ate the vegetables. That's also possible. But let's say you cooked up water in the pot, and then you realized you cooked up the water, you're going to make macaroni, and then you realize, gewalt, the pot was treif, I wanted to kasha the pot, and I forgot I used the pot again. So now the question is, do we have to wait another 24 hours until the kli is a klisha eino ben yomo, until we can kasha the pot? Because we're going to talk about that in many circumstances, if you don't have shishim, right? If you don't have shishim, let's say we're not talking about a pot. Let's say we're talking about silverware. You put a spoon into the kedera at 6 o'clock at night, and now you use the spoon again at twelve o'clock in the afternoon on the next day. So do we have to wait? Do we have to wait 24 hours from that period of time, from the second cooking, from the last cooking, or do we always go back to the cooking of Isser? That's the shaila. So comes the Rabbeinu Baruch and says that if the b'liyah was be'isser, then we actually reset the clock. We always follow the last bishul. We don't follow the original bishul of Isser, but rather we follow the last bishul. Why? Talk to Rabbeinu Baruch, because when it comes to Isser, we say chaticha nasis nevela. That when you cook the pot again, when you use the pot again, what's going to happen? The Isser is going to come out of the walls of the pot. And we don't know how much Isser is coming out of the walls. Right? It could be the whole, all the walls of the pot are going to expel the Isser from the pot. And you're never going to have shishim in the water connected the entire walls of the pot. That's the Kabbalah Chazal have. So if you're going to not have shishim in the water, so then the Isser is going to answer the water. Comes the Rabbeinu Baruch and says, not only will the Isser answer the water, now the water becomes chatichanas as nevela. So when it's nivla back into the pot, then it's going to create a problem. It's like a fresh b'liyah. The b'liyah of the water back into the pot is a fresh b'liyah. Okay? So comes the Rabbeinu Baruch and says, because chaticha nasa is nevela by shari surim, you're going to have a problem over here. You're going to have to reset the clock, and it starts from the second bishul, not from the original bishul. Michael Reiner.
Haven't we said, though, before that the reason why we can kasher pots with hagolah is because that once there's a plate that comes out of the pot, it can't be nivla back into it.
So the reason why we said we can kasher is because of one of two things: that either we're going to kasher a kli if it's an eino ben yomo, and when it's an eino ben yomo, even though it's coming out of the pot, it's not going to aser the water. The blias issa that comes out of the pot is no sentam lefgam at that point. So that's why you're able to kasher. Or even if it's within 24 hours, if you have shishim in the water, keneged, not the pot, but like a piece of silverware or something, right? Unless you're going to put the pot into a bigger pot, right? But let's say the item of Isser is a piece of silverware, so if you have shishim in the pot, keneged the silverware, then even if it's within 24 hours, it'll be mevatel, whatever Isser, whatever blias Isser you had in the silverware, so it's not going to aser. So even if the water goes back in, you can't say chaticha nasis nevela. Right, that's the key point, right? Because of the Rabbeinu Baruch, we have to be careful when we kasher silverware, that either there has to be shishim in the water, or that it has to be an eino ben yomo. And either way, we're not going to be able to say chanan because there's no issa that's going into the water. Woody Blau.
Why do we need shishim in this case? I can't say rove.
Because if you don't have shishim, so then the b'liyas is going to be no sin tam into the water. This is a.
Isn't mimishen amino the water and the b'liyah? Can you say that maybe?
Why is it mimishen amino? We assume that the b'liyah is the same status as the original issa. So if the original issa is, let's say, basar, right? So the basar was no sin tam into the walls of the pot. Ah, you're saying what's liquid? Let's say it's liquid. What's coming into the pot is liquid, so therefore Well, even if it's min b'mino, don't we paskin like the chacham say min b'mino min atoris batal b'rov, but we still say that you need shishim, so you're going to need shishim anyway. Right? You'll need shishim anyway. But besides, is this min b'mino? According to the shach, it's min b'she'eno mino, because the b'liya has a different taste than the water. So according to the shach that we follow tam and not shame, remember that discussion, the shach and the ramah, where the basa shma is lina, basa taima is lina? So if you follow tam, it's going to be min b'she'eno mino anyway, because it's no sin tam into the water. That's the chora, the simple answer, that we follow the shach, I think. Okay, but we mentioned yesterday Rabbeinu Baruch adds a second point. So let's look in Tosis. Let's put the Rabbeinu Baruch together, and then we'll try to analyze him. Okay. So let's go back to the Tosis here, okay? Harav Rabbeinu Baruch kasa b'sefer atchuma shetzarech lachka shelohaya b'kli afilu mayim chamim levad b'soch ma'es la'es. The mayim chashivi k'mo ha'isil v'ishin asin tevela. You can't even have mayim chamim b'soch ma'is la'is, because it's going to be nosin. It's going to be chatichin asin tevela. Kevin shalohaya behen samach levato pleita sakli. The b'didei misharinim. What does that mean? That's a code word. The Gemara in Chulin has that. Gemara in Chulin on daf tzadi zayin, I believe. Daf tzadi zayin, tzadi ches, tzadi zayin amid beis. The b'didei misharinim. We have to be misharin the whole kedera. V'chazu v'nivlu, then they're going to be nivla into the walls of the Kedera again. But says the Rabbeinu Baruch, dafka b'kli shel iser, ava b'kli shel heter, kigon basa b'kli shel cholov, o ipcha, af al pish oyeba mayim chamim b'sof meis la'es, ein lochash. Let's say you have a kli of cholov, and then ultimately you're going to cook basa in that kli, but in the interim you cooked mayim. So you cooked the cholov, let's say, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and then you cook the mayim the next day at 12 o'clock, midday, and then you're going to cook basa later, 8 o'clock at night, right? So the basa and the cholov, they're not within 24 hours of each other, but the problem is you have something cooked in the middle. So Zokter Rabbeinu Baruch, that's not a problem, because there was no chaticha nasis nevela. We only say chaticha nasis nevela by issa, not by heter. So the cholov can't make a chaticha nasis nevela. Afal bishoy b'mayim cham b'sof meis la'is en locha, sherei hein heter, d'lamin chaticha nasis nevela, ela dachka b'issa. Okay. So the Rabbeinu Baruch says that we can reset the clock, but only by Issa, not by Heter, because we don't say Chatech Nas Nevela by Heter. As Rabbeinu Baruch, v'od de'ika nat barnat. Over here, there's another reason to be Mater. By Heter, there's another reason to be Mater, because it's no sintam bar no sintam. It's a secondary infusion of taste. Again, the Cholov went into the Kedera, then it goes out of the Kedera into the liquid. Zokter Rabbeinu Baruch, by Isser, that's not going to help me. But by Heter, we have a din of not by not. Machlokas Ravin, Shmuel in the Gemara and Chulin on Kuf Yud Aleph on Kuf Yud Aleph Amabez, right? We had this together during the year that we paskin that no sintam by no sintam is mutter. Dogim shalom b'ka'ara mutter l'achlam b'kutach. So Zokter Rabbeinu Baruch, this is not by not. So of course it's going to be mutter. But he adds a caveat. Even according to the Mefarish, even according to the one who claims that Dafka Dogam Sha'olu B'Ka'ara but not Dogam Sha'nezbashlu. Remember? The Rivan, right? Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivan, quoted by Tosfos, he says that if you had a Bishul, that's not called a Tam Sheni, but rather it's a Tam Rishon. It's not Barnat. So here there's a Bishul. So what's going to help you? Not Barnat. Says, no, here, Hacha Ika Gimel Nos Neitam Shel Eter. Here there are three Nos Neitam. It's not Barnat. It's not Barnat Barnat. It's three levels. It's a tertiary infusion of taste, not a secondary infusion of taste. What are the three levels? Harishon Shenivla Bekli. Umimeno Lemayim. Uminamayim Chazav Nivla Bekli. The Cholov went into the Kli. Then it comes out into the water. Then it goes back into the Kli. So it's a tam shlishi beheter, not just a tam sheni beheter, tam shlishi beheter. So everyone agrees, even the Rivan would say that the heter of not burnout applies over there, even though he's machmer by Bishul, but he's only machmer by Bishul two levels, but not burnout, burnout, even the Rivan would say, is mutter. So notice, Rabbeinu Baruch says that the mayim is a makom, right? Remember, we had a whole discussion at the end of Tosfos there on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. He says, Cholov into the Kli into the Mayim back into the Kli. The Mayim is an Emtsoi, the Mayim is viewed as a separate Makom. There are many assumptions in this Rabbeinu Baruch, right? He says, Chatichanas is developed by Shari Surim, right? He holds that Mayim is an Emtsoi, it is a medium to reckon with. I had many, many different assumptions that the Rabbeinu Baruch has over here. Right? The other assumption he has is that Bas Yoma is a function of Me'es La'es. Right? He says that in the beginning. Against Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So many different assumptions that the Rabbeinu Baruch has. Let's just sum up. What does he say? Rabbeinu Baruch says that if you cook Isser in a pot, and before 24 hours elapsed, you cooked in the pot again. Cook, let's say, mayim, something parv, let's say, mayim chamim. That's it. So we have to reset the clock. Why? Because chatichanas is nevela. But by heta, we don't reset the clock, he says. Why? For two reasons. He says, first of all, there's no din of chatichanas is nevela by heta. And secondly, it's not barnat. And even according to the Rivan, who says that by bishul, we don't have a heter of not barnat, but this is gimel nos netam. It's not barnat barnat. And therefore, even the Rivan would say that the heter of not barnat applies over here. Okay? This is what the Rabbeinu Baruch says. Now let's try to understand what the Rabbeinu Baruch says. Why does he need the va'od? Right? By a belief of heter, he says, first of all, there's no chanan, and secondly, it's not barnat. Why does he need the va'od? Why is it necessary? Could have just said that there's no chatichanas is developed by heter, so the bli of cholav didn't do anything. The bli of cholav came out, and what goes back in? Like, what does it matter? If it's not chanan, so it's not going to be a problem. What's the Rabbeinu Baruch picking on? Why does he need the va'od? So I think the answer is what the Rabbeinu Baruch is saying is there are two reasons that there might be a problem if you cook in the interim. One is that the bli itself comes out and goes back in. So if we assume that the blia goes back in, maybe we should be machmir to assume that no water went back in. But the blia itself went back into the walls of the kedera. So if you cooked be'isser, you had a blia of isser in the kedera, and that blia of isser was absorbed into the kedera, let's say at 6 o'clock at night on Sunday. Now if I cook once again, before 24 hours, so the blia goes out, but then it goes right back in. Right? So maybe the blia itself, the blia itself should be a problem, right? Because there's a fresh blia going into the walls of the kedera. I had a blia that entered into the walls of the kedera at 6 o'clock at night on Sunday, but now if we assume the blia comes out and now it's going back in, there's a new blia over here. So if there's a new blia, forget about the water. The blia itself should be a problem. And the second reason why there's an issue is that even if the whole blia is not going to go back, you have blia plus water, but the water becomes aser because of chatichanas is nevela, and now if the water goes back into the walls of the kli, that will create an iser. You have a new blia of iser coming from the water. You see, there really are two reasons why there might be a problem if you cooked in this keder shel iser. One is that the blia itself might go back into the walls of the kli. If the blia itself goes back into the walls of the kli, it's a fresh blia of Isser in the walls of the kli. So of course we have to reset the clock. The other way to look at it is that even if the blia itself is not going back, but the water is nesa, chatichanas is nevela, now the water comes back into the kli. And if the water comes back into the kli, so then that's going to be a problem. That's going to make the kli osir with a fresh blia. So comes the Rabbeinu Baruch and says as follows, when it comes to heter, neither one of these issues is going to be a problem. What do you think, the water is an issue because of chatichanas es nevela? There is no chatichanas es nevela by heter. What are you going to tell me that maybe the cholav came out of the kedera and the cholav is going back into the kedera? So forget about the water. Okay, chanan is not a problem here, but the cholav should be a problem because now there's a blia of cholav in the kedera. That's not a problem either, he says. That's not barnat. Because you add cholav into the kedera, then cholav coming out of the kedera into the mayim, now cholav going from mayim back into the kedera. That's not barnat. That's not going to be a problem. So there's no problem, not from the water, and not from the blia itself when it comes to heta. So what's the problem by Isser? What's the Rabbeinu Baruch telling us? But by Isser, Since the blias iser is going to be no sin tam into the water, you're going to have chatichanas es nevela. And if you have chatichanas es nevela, so then this taka going to be a problem. Right? If you have chatichanas es nevela, so then the water is going to ask him. The water is going to ask him. it's going to ask the kli, and then you're going to it's like a fresh blia. It's like a fresh blia. So if it asks the kli, then you're not going to be able to use the kli, even if the original cooking of Isser in the Kedera was more than 24 hours ago, because since you had a cooking in the interim, the water became nasa because of chaticha nasa's nevela. So that water is gonna aser the keder. That's what the Rabbi Nebarach says. Now one final question with the Rabbi Nebarach. Rabbi Nebarach tells us, what's the problem with Isser? The problem with Isser is that we say chaticha nasa's nevela. That's his whole problem. Now why does he need chaticha nasa's nevela? Once he told us by Heter that there really are two elements over here, that by Heter you need two reasons to be matter. First, there's no chaticha nasa's nevela, and secondly, the blia itself is only not bar nad. If not for the fact that the blia itself is not bar nad, or I should better say not bar nad bar nad, there would be a problem. So why does the Rabbi Nebarach have to come onto the idea of chaticha nasa's nevela? Who needs it? The reality is, if I had a blias iser in the kedera to begin with, we know that the heter of not bar nad doesn't apply to Isser. Never applies to Isser. There's no heter of not bar nad. The Isser can go in and out and in and out and in and out. It still remains Isser. Right? We talked about that. Not bar nad is a heter by a blias heter. But it's not going to be a heter by a blias Isser. If not bar nad is not a heter by blias Isser, why does the Rabbeinu Baruch have to come on to Chaticha Nasa's Nevela? Why doesn't he just say that you can't aser, that you can't be matir, right? You're going to have to reset the clock from the second bishul by Isser, because there's no heter of not bar nad by Isser. So if the blias Isser came out and goes back in, it's going to be aser. He mentions the idea of not bar nad by heter, but he doesn't say not bar nad by Isser. He just mentions chaticha nasa's nevela. Why? Why doesn't he just say that even if we don't claim chaticha nasa's nevela b'shari surin, and that's a whole machlokas. Rabbeinu Ephraim says only by basa b'cholav do we say chaticha nasa's nevela. Why doesn't Rabbeinu Baruch say that even if we don't say chaticha nasa's nevela b'shari surin, there's still a problem, because the blias isser is going to come out and go back in, and that isser remains aser la'olam v'ayit. It remains aser la'olam v'ayit. Why doesn't he just say that? So the answer probably is that Rabbeinu Baruch assumes that the whole idea of chaticha nasa's nevela by shari surin, that is built on the fact that we don't say, excuse me, the reason why we don't say no sintam bar no sintam by iser is because chaticha nasa's nevela by shari surin. What does not bar not mean? Not bar not means that when you have a tam sheni, it's not going to aser, right? Why don't we say not bar nad by Isser? Why not? So one reason we gave in the past, we quoted the Ran, that is that the whole heter of not bar nad is that once the tam becomes kolosh, once it becomes weakened, so a shame Isser is not going to be able to be chal on that. If you have cholov that enters into the kedera, and then you're going to cook meat inside that kedera, right? Well, you're going to put the chol, you're going to put a piece of meat on top of the ka'ara that had the cholov, so the tam of chalav is already weakened, so you can't create an iser basa b'chalav. That was one way that we looked at it. But the other way to look at it is that no, that's not the reason. It's not that an iser can't be chal on a tam kolosh, right? B'makom sheni. No, maybe taka an iser can be chal on a tam kolosh, right? But the reason why it's mutter is because not bar not. Why don't we say, let's back up a second. Why don't we say not bar nat is a heter by Isser? So you could, the first way is to say that an Isser can't be chal on a tam kolosh, but once the Isser is Isser, once there's a blias Isser over here, so you can't get rid of the Isser just because the tam becomes kolosh, right? Remember that was what we said from the Ran. That if the tam becomes weakened, the Isser is not going to be chal. But if the Isser is already chal, meaning if you have basar nevela that you cook in the pot, so the Isser is already chal, so even though it becomes not bar nad, it becomes a tam kolosh, but it's still a tam Isser of kolosh, so that's not going to be mutter. That's one way to look at not bar nad, the Isser. That because it was already asa, the fact that it became a tam kolosh is not going to help you, it still remains asa. The other way to look at it is no, maybe maybe not bar nachal iser, maybe a tam iser that becomes a tam kolosh, really taka should be mutter. Taka should be mutter. Right? You have a tam sheni. B'makom shlishi, it's not going to create any iser. So maybe taka, that should be mutter. So why don't we have a heter of not bar not the sura? We know that. Right? If we cook iser in a pot, we always assume that it's gonna continue to asa. It's gonna continue to create a problem here. Why? Why should we assume that there's no heter of napa napa isa? So the answer might be that really a tam sheni by isa, a tam sheni, the isa is like a tam sheni the heter. The reality is it's a tam kolish, it's not gonna asa. But the problem is that where does it become a tam kolish? It becomes a tam kolish b'makom shlishi. It can create an isa b'makom shlishi. You had an issa going into the pot, right? Now it's b'makom sheni. It's going to come out. It's going to be b'makom shlishi. It can't create an issa. It's not going to create the issa b'makom shlishi. But what's going to happen if it comes out into the water? It's going to asser the water. So now when the water goes back into the pot, the water is not b'makom shlishi. Yes, maybe the tam ha'isser is b'makom shlishi then. It was isser into pot, into water, back into the pot. So there it's b'makom shlishi. The isser itself should be mutter. But because of the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, the water is going to be the problem. The problem of not bar not the isura is not in the blias isser. It's the fact that when you cook the isser with other things, the other things become a nevela, and then they create a tam rishon into the pot. So you're never going to get out from under. That's what the Rabbeinu Baruch is saying. Rabbeinu Baruch is saying, why do we have to reset the clock? Because of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. What does he need Chaticha Nasis Nevela? Why doesn't he just say that there's no din of not bar not by Isser? The answer is Hainu Hach. That's exactly the point. The reason why there's no din of not bar not by Isser is because Chaticha Nasis Nevela answers the water. Mitzad the Blias Issa, maybe there would be a heter of Naprana. But because the Blias Issa comes out into the water and it assers the water, so now the water is going to be a Tamrishon into the Kedera. And if the water is a Tamrishon into the Kedera, then there is no heter of Naprana. That's what the Rabbeinu Baruch is saying. As opposed to a Blias Heter, Blias Heter, there's no problem. Because by Blias Heter, you have Naprana, you have a Tam. You have Gimel Nos Neitam, and once you have Gimel Nos Neitam, the Chol of itself is not going to be a problem. Ay, Chaticha Nasis Nevela? There is no din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Heter. So because you have the Heter of Nat Barnat, of Gimel Nos Neitam, and there's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Heter, that's why by Heter we're not going to reset the clock. But by Isser we are going to reset the clock. Because there is a din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and because of that din, there is no Heter of Nat Barnat by Isser, so that's why there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a problem when you use the pot in the interim before the 24 hours have elapsed. You now have a new blea of Isser in the walls of the pot, and therefore, it's going to ask the pot. Josh.
So, according to the Beit Ephraim, it says that Hanan does apply by Bav Shalom, then according to this logic that Hanan and Naparnai are connected, then you would never have not bar not bar but the whole either.
Be careful, be careful. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying that Hanan applies when you cook basar and cholov together. So then, even if I only had a tipas cholov onto the basar, the entire basar becomes a chatichas nevela. Rabbeinu Baruch is talking about a case where I cooked cholov in the pot, and then I'm going to cook basar in the pot later. Right? I'm going to cook basar in the pot later. But the shaila is, now I cooked water in the interim. So if I cooked water in the interim, does that reset the clock? Or do I say, no, it doesn't reset the clock, and then when I cook the basar, after 24 hours, the cholov that was inside the pot is no sintam lefgam and won't aser the basar. Here, it's a different shaila than chaticha nasis nevela by basar b'cholov. You follow what I'm saying, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little...
It's not aerobic here.
Right, exactly. Okay, so how do we paskin over here? This is the Rabbeinu Baruch quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef points out that the Smak quotes that there are those who are cholik on Rabbeinu Baruch. Those who argue with Rabbeinu Baruch, not about the Heter, but even about the Isser. Rabbeinu Baruch says that by a Blias Isser, we do reset the clock. That that in order to be matir the tavshil that you cook in this kli shel iser, it has to be 24 hours from the last cooking. It's not enough to be 24 hours from the time that you cooked iser in the pot. It has to be 24 hours from the last cooking. Comes to Beis Yosef and says, the smak quotes that there are yesh cholkin. What does the smak say? Let's see it together. Okay? This is in packet 2. The Beis Yosef in Simekuv Gimel quotes like this. Din zeh koso bala truma. V'nosan tam ledover, dekach shava hamayim lididon kemo ha'isar atzma, dekolamayim nasu nevela. Right? Rabbi Nebarach says, chadich nasu nevela, therefore we have to reset the clock. Usmak hevi divrei bala truma v'kosav achakein diyesh harbe mekilin v'din zeh. There are many who are mekel. Why? Acha she'ein begufa isa ben yomo, ein lahachshivo keben yomo. Adka. The smak says that it doesn't matter that chatich nasu is nevela. The reality is, when we want to figure out whether the kli is a kli ben yomo or a kli she'en ben yomo, what do we follow? Do we follow the water or do we follow the original iser? Say the cholkim, we follow the original iser. Stay focused. Focus on the original iser. If the original iser is not a ben yomo, then this pot is viewed as a kli she'en ben yomo. I don't care that chaticha nas nevela. You can say chaticha nas is nevela von Hank Bismorgan. You could say it from today till tomorrow. It's not going to change anything because we only follow the Gufa Isser. We don't follow the water. What are they talking about? What are the Cholkim and the Smak talking about? If we say Chatichanas is Nevela, so then the water is a new Bliya. So if the water is a new Bliya, it's going to be Nivla into the Kedera. It's a Tam Rishon in the Kedera. It's an Aser. What are the Cholkim saying? L'chora, the Cholkim are invoking one of the Yisodos that we had this year in Chulin. And that is that Ein Hanesar Yocholesar Alevamakom Shel Iser Yocholei Lech Sham. Remember that? Remember Machlokes the Ri and the Rashbam and Tosas and Avkuf Chesam Ebeis with the Melech Abalu Amidam. Right? Bringing back pleasant memories, I hope. Right? So there are many Shittos in Rishonim that say, of course I'll say Chatich Hanesar Nevela. But I can't give the Dover Hanesar a greater Koach than the Oser. It's limited by the Oseh. So take for example, the case that they're talking about over there, Melach HaBalu Amidam. Melach has special properties. Melach is not going to be Batel Afilo Be'elef. But Dam is Batel. Dam is Batel B'shishim. So just because the Dam, which is Oser, is Nivla into Melach, which is Heter, and it asses the Melach, and it makes a Chaticha Nasas Nevela, so we're not going to say that the dam is not going to be batal afilo ba'elef, that doesn't make any sense because the melach can't have, the melach is not going to have greater properties than the dam has. The dam is batal b'shishim, so then the melach should be batal b'shishim as well. That's what the Ri wants to say. So similarly, what the Cholkim are saying is that even though the water now is nesar, it's chatichan ases nevela, and now the water has a koach that the oser doesn't have, what's that koach? That come 24 hours after the original Blia, the Gufa Isser can't Aser, because now the Gufa Isser is Nosentam Levgam. But you want to tell me that the water, because it's Nesar, within 24 hours, it should have a greater Koach. So come the Cholkim and say, it can't have a greater Koach. The Nesar, the water, can't have a greater Koach than the Oser. So even if you say Chatichan Aser is the Vela from today until tomorrow, it's not going to change anything. Right? It's not going to change anything. In this context, it's not going to do anything because it can't have a greater koach. The water that's Nesar can't have a greater koach than the Oser. If the Oser is not going to Aser after 24 hours from the original cooking, then the Nesar can't Aser after 24 hours from the original cooking. That's the Chora, what the Cholkim in the Smak are saying to argue with the Rabbi Nebarach. Mori.
But can we just say that it's a new Isser? Therefore, it's not the same Isser anymore. It's a new Isser once it goes into the water.
Why don't we say, by Melech HaBalu Amidam, it's a new Isser? So because it's a new Isser, so therefore the Melech has its own properties, and we don't care about the properties of Dam. So it's really, really the same thing, Lechorim. Right? The water is Nesar from the Isser. The Melech is Nesar from the Dam. But yet, we don't treat the Melech as its own entity. We limit it. We limit the Koach HaOser in the Melech to the dam. It's the same thing over here. We have to limit the koach ha'oser in the water. In terms of timing, we have to limit it to the iser that was nivla into the water. Comes to Beis Yosef and he says, I disagree with the Rabbi Nebarach for a much simpler reason. The Beis Yosef adds now, He says, "V'li nira lahatim im neshik v'akasafti b'simin samach tzadi beis shadas rova poskim bali hora maskemes ladas rabenu afraim b'lo armina chatichatz v'nasis devei elabasa b'cholav avolo b'sharisir ulefi devrein b'kadera b'luas iser afil ucham b'mayim b'sog meis la'es leslan ba ulo olam chashvina ha'meis la'es me'esha b'ishavo iser." What is the Beis Yosef saying? He says we don't need a whole lumdis in Anessa Yocholesa, the Ri and the Rashbam, and it's poshut. Rabbeinu Baruch is assuming Chatichan Ases Nevela. If you deny Chatichan Ases Nevela, Rabbeinu Baruch doesn't get the first base. Dr. Beis Yosef, I told you already, I paskin like the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Right? The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadi Beis, I believe it's Siv Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that we only say Chatichan Ases Nevela by Basar B'Cholav because each one is mutter by itself. Only together they become Aser. So it's a new hefta, it's a transformation, it's an explosion. Remember, we have different ways of describing this, right? So it's a totally different, you know, each one is Aser by itself. So now they become a new hefta. So the whole hefta becomes a hefta shalissa, and each shishim can get the whole thing, etc. But by Shari Surim, the Beis Yosef says, I don't paskin that Chatichan Ases Nevela. So if I don't paskin Chatichan Ases Nevela, Rabbi Nabar doesn't even get started. The Ramah there in Simon Sadi Beis of Dalid was Machmer to assume that Chatichan Ases Nevela by Shari Surim. Rabbi Nabar is following the position of the Ramah. But the Beis Yosef says, I argue with Rabbi Nabar for a simple reason. Not because the Nesar can't be stronger than the Oser. That's what the Cholkim and the Smak are saying. Rabbi Nabar says that we say Chatichan Ases Nevela by Shari Surim, and secondly, the Nesar can have a life of its own. The water has a life of its own. The water can reset the clock. Since the bishul of the water occurred within 24 hours, so now we reset the clock from that bishul. It's always the last bishul. Comes the Cholkim and they say, no, we don't reset the clock because the Nesar can't be greater than the Oser. And comes the Beis Yosef and says, I disagree with Rabbi Nabar for a simpler reason, because I deny the whole Din of Chanan. And if you deny the Din of Chanan, so then what do you have over here? You only have the original Bliya. The original Bliya is like a Nat Bar Nat. And the Beis Yosef would say, Nat Bar Nat, even Shel Isser is not going to be a problem if you deny Chatichan Ases Nevela. If you deny Chatichan Ases Nevela, even Nat Bar Nat Shel Isser is not a problem. It's a Tam Kolosh. It's only if you hold Chatichan Ases Nevela that Nat Bar Nat Shel Isser is going to be a problem. So it's up to Beis Yosef. Since I deny Chatichan Ases Nevela, there's no problem. So that's why we're only going to follow Me'etz La'etz from the original cooking of the Isser inside the Kederah. Okay, this is the lomdis, the machlokes, Rabbeinu Baruch on the one hand, against the cholkim and the smak, against the Beis Yosef, who argues for a different reason. This is the back and forth about how do I count my eis la'eis? Do I count it from the original bishul, or do I count it from the latest bishul? By Isser, by a bli of Isser in the Keder. So how do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef concludes that even though I argue with the Rabbeinu Baruch, but if Avra Linas Laila, let's say a Linas Laila passed from the original bishul. Again, you cooked in the pot at 6 o'clock at night on Sunday. Tzeisak Ochavim is at 8. So you cooked before Laila. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, if Avra Linas Laila, now you cooked, when? Right, you cooked 12 o'clock the next day, so now we want to figure out whether we reset the clock from 12 o'clock on Monday afternoon. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, if at least Avralinas Laila, we have a Shitas Rashi that wants Avralinas Laila, it's already Nosen Tam of Gam. So here we can be Mekil, but if we cook in the pot, 12 o'clock midday, we cook lunch, and then we cook again. We heat up water at 12 o'clock for lunch, and then we cook again 6 o'clock in the evening on Monday, we can assume that it's already a cliche in a ben yomu. Aye, but I just told you that if it's within 24 hours of the second bishul, right? Aye, but I just told you that we don't. Again, what's the Beis Yosef saying? Let's back it up. Right? The Beis Yosef argues, and he says that we're not going to reset the clock at all. We're not going to reset the clock. So if we're not going to reset the clock, that's a kula. That's a kula. That's a kula. Oh, But even if you're going to be machmir for the Rabbeinu Baruch, that's what he's saying. Not sure if we said this over properly. Even if you'll be machmir for the Rabbeinu Baruch, that you should reset the clock, the chumrah only applies if you didn't have a linas laila. But if you had a linas laila, avada, there's room to be mekel. Okay? Avada, there's room to be mekel, even according to the Rabbeinu Baruch. That's what the Beis Yosef is saying. Rabbeinu Baruch is machmir that the shir for Kli Sheina Ben Yomo is me'es la'es. Becomes the Beis Yosef and says, even according to the Rabbeinu Baruch, who would say that you should reset the clock, but if you had a linas laila in the interim, you cooked at 6 o'clock at night, and then you had the linas laila before the second cooking, then avada, you should be mitzarif, shitas rashi, and the Rabbeinu Tam to the Rabbeinu Baruch, to assume that it's definitely considered a cliche in a benyomo and it's going to be mutter. Okay? That's the tzirif that they're talking about. Okay? That's the tzirif. That even the Rabbeinu Baruch should be mekel if you had a linas laila. This is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Let's see inside. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch now. Jacob, I'll get to your question in just a moment. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Zayin, Kederishi blua mi basav acholov shenis basho ba biyachad o bezachazeh bekodem she'over laila achas hucham uba mayim chashiva bas yoma achetisha me'es la'es mishosh hucham uba hamayim. You have a bli of basa b'chala, that's a bli of issa now, in the pot. Right? And now, before over laila achas, hucham u'bamayim, it's like a bas yoma until me'es la'es, after the hucham u'bamayim, meaning we have to reset the clock. But says the Rama Avalim, over laila mutter. But if you had a linas laila, then it's going to be mutter. Notice, Josh, this is the case that you were talking about, right? You cooked the basar and the chalav separately, but they became a cheftz of basar b'chalav. They became iser. So they became iser, then the Rabbeinu Baruch would say that you have to reset the clock. So the Beis Yosef, even though the Beis Yosef argues with the Rabbeinu Baruch, he's machmir for the Rabbeinu Baruch, but he says that if avra linas laila, the Ramah quotes from the Beis Yosef, that if avra linas laila, then there's room to be mekel, that you don't have to reset the clock, because you got Rashi in your back pocket. The Rashi holds that if over linas laila, it's already a cliche in a ben yomo. So even if the Rabbeinu Baruch is machmir to always follow the last bishul, but if according to Rashi it's already a cliche in a ben yomo, then we don't have to follow the last bishul. We can say that it's already a cliche in a ben yomo, and b'dieved it's not going to aser a tavshil that you cook in the kedera. Josh down, Jacob down.
So it seems like the Beis Yosef would say the same thing if, let's say, there was no linas laila between the first bishul and then the cooking of the water, but there was a linas laila between the water and then the third cooking. Meaning, because then you would say chanan, you would say we're machmir, like the Rabbeinu Baruch say chanan, after you cook the water, it's still like a new, it resets the clock, but then you have a second linas laila, so you would say the same thing, or it's not the linas laila between the first two cookings?
Well, if you only had a linas laila afterwards, so then, what are you saying? You're saying Rabbeinu Baruch holds that the cooking in the interim is going to reset the clock. But if you have a linas laila, then there's room to make it. L'chari, it would work either way. Because as long as you have a linas laila, there is one shita that holds that it's already a klisha and a ben yomo, so then you don't have to be machmer for the Rabbeinu Baruch's chumra. So l'chari, it shouldn't matter whether the linas laila is before the second cooking, right? Even if you had that second cooking, you have the second cooking. So there's a shaila if it resets the clock or not. So if you at least have the linas laila, so that should solve the problem. I hear what you're trying to say. If the linas laila is before the second cooking, so then it could be that there's a shaila whether the second cooking was even a cooking. You're saying, right? There was no.
I agree. I don't think it should make a difference, because if we're going like the Shita's Rashi, as long as you have the linas laila, it makes it so that it's no longer
It's a tzira fashitas, basically. A tzira fashitas. Maybe Rabbeinu Baruch is right. Maybe Rabbeinu Baruch is not right. And maybe Shitas Rashi is right. So either way, if you have the Linas Laila, it shouldn't matter whether it's before the cooking or it's after, whether it's before the second cooking or it's after the second cooking. L'chora, your svara sounds right. Josh.
I think the gra on the Shulchan Aruch like puts it all together. Is that even though we don't pass in the Rashi, yeah, we can bring Rashi in.
Yeah. Does he quote both cases, Josh?
The grown quotes Dalit.
The smart cost of the Yeshari Mekilin came in Shem Begufa Yisr Ben Yama in Lochash. With that, Rashi Rabbi Natan Betos is anal. The culture of a Laila in a Bes Yama. Avagav the Lokamel and Kavasan. We come a Chai Gavna came in the Yeshari Mekilin. Belavochi Yesh Lismoch Alaya. Right, so it sounds like it's a Tzira Fashitas. Right? Rabbeinu Baruch is a Chumra. Not everyone agrees with him. If you don't agree with him, so then we only follow the original cooking. And even if you agree with him, right? Even if you agree with him, but there is a sheet that's Rashi that holds after Lina's Lila, it's not a problem. So we can be Mitzarev the Sheetas, and we can be Mekel. So Lachor, according to that, it shouldn't matter whether the Lina's Lila is before the second cooking or the Lina's Lila is after the second cooking. Yes. Any other questions? Okay, let's go weiter a little bit to the third packet, because there's a few different parts of the sugya. So let's see the first section, okay, which really relates to the Gemara that we're talking about now. It's really a hemshech. It's not really a separate packet. It's really one unit. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says that lo asu Torah ela kedera bas yoma. That if you hold nosin tam lefgam mutter, then the only kli that min haTorah you have to be machshir is a kedera bas yoma, which we'll define now against Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. We'll say a kedera that hasn't been used. A kedera that's within 24 hours, right? If it hasn't been used in 24 hours, then it's kedera sheina bas yoma min haTorah. That's not going to be a problem anymore. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so then why does the Braisa say that b'di'eved, if you didn't do the hechsher, the food is going to be mutter? Why b'di'eved? L'chatchila should be mutter, right? L'chatchila mikan ve'elech lishteri, fact the Gemara. Mikan ve'elech lishteri. So answers the Gemara, Gzeira Kedera Shina Basyama Mishum Kedera Basyama. Chazal were afraid, they made a Gzeira, they're afraid that you're not going to wait long enough, you're not going to wait until 24 hours, so therefore they asked the use of a Kedera Shina Basyama. But that's an Issa L'chatchila, but B'di'evit, if you use the Kli, it's not going to ask the Tavshim. Okay, that's the Shaka V'tar of the Gemara according to our Girsa B'das Rashi. Right, according to our Girsa in Rashi. Comes the Tosis Rid, and he has a very interesting statement. Let's take a look at this Tosis Rid together. Okay, this is in the extra piece that I asked you to see. Let's see it over here. Lo asu Torah l'kedera bas yoma. Perish ha-mora. The mora in the Tosis Rid is always Rashi. Shebisha bo hagoy hayom, avol bisha bo esmol, kfar hefek tam ablinas layla, v'shuv kishepolto, B'tav shel acher, eino ela lefgan, umikan ve'elech lishtri afilu lechatchila. What does the Tosis Rid say? The Tosis Rid quotes Rashi as saying that if it's after Linas Laila, or for our purposes, if it's after Me'es La'es, it's only lefgan, umikan ve'elech lishtri afilu lechatchila. He quotes Rashi as saying that even lechatchila you can use the kli after 24 hours. Pile ploy. Right? L'chatchila can use it. Not just that b'di'evit one asks the tafsho, but even l'chatchila. Says the Tosfos Rid, ve'eino nira li, I think it's wrong. The adkan lo pligia la b'di'evit v'leser ha'tafsho. The whole shaila is about b'di'evit. Kidetoni v'kulon sh'nishtamish ben. The loshu l'barsha is kulon sh'nishtamish ben. If b'di'evit you use the kli, it's not going to ask him. Maybe it will ask him, maybe it won't ask him. Achlok is braises, but it's all b'di'evit, says the Tosis Rid. Aval ishtamish ben l'chatchila, aval bishunozun amavgam oser. But to use it l'chatchila, vadi, you can't do that, he says. Why? Why can't you use the kli l'chatchila? What would you have said? Don't look. What would you have said? Why can't you use it l'chatchila according to the Tosis Rid? Why? Anyone? Why? What does the Gemara say?
Yeah.
Gzeira kedera shena basyama to basyama. Comes to Tosfos Rid and says no. Avada lechatchila can use it. She'ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. Tosfos Rid invokes a totally different din. Right? The Tosfos is making a lot of statements over here. First of all, he saw in Rashi that Rashi holds that l'chatchila you can use a kli she'ena ben yomo. If you hold no sin tam of gam mutter, then even l'chatchila keder she'ena bas yom is mutter. Not just a b'di'evet, it's even l'chatchila. Clearly the Tosfos Rid had a very different girsa. He thought that Rashi had a very different girsa in the Gemara. There was no kasha mikan ve'elech lishteri, and an answer gzeira keder she'ena bas yom to bas yom. None of that exists according to Rashi, l'fi the Tosfos Rid. Because Rashi holds l'chatchila t'mutter. Right? It's not mikan ve'elech lishteri. Maybe Rashi would be goris mikan ve'elech shari, period. Right? Lo asa Torah l'kadera she'ena bas yoma, el kadera bas yoma, mikan ve'elech shari. Mikan ve'elech is mutter. That's it. It's not a kasha. It's a statement. Mikan ve'elech shari. It's just mutter. There's no iser. There's no iser even l'chatchila according to Rashi. But the Tosfos Rid argues, and he says, no, there is an Issa l'chatchila. But you know, even according to the Tosfos Rid, you see that he didn't have the girsa that we have in our Gemara. Because the girsa of our Gemara is that the reason why l'chatchila it's aser is because of a gzeira, kedera shena bas yoma, to bas yoma. Tosfos Rid doesn't have that. The Tosfos Rid says l'chatchila it's aser because ein mevatlin Issa l'chatchila. So the Tosfos Rid apparently assumed that there was a totally different girsa in our Gemara, both in Rashi and in himself. What comes out of this whole discussion? That really there are three shitas over here. That's what it sounds like. There are three shitas. There's our Rashi, there's the Tosfos Rid's Rashi, and there's the Tosfos Rid himself. Our Rashi assumes that, you know what, let's take the Tosfos Rid's Rashi because it's the most extreme. The Tosfos Rid's Rashi is that a kedera shena bas yoma, even lechatchila is muta levashalba according to the Mada Amanos and Tamlaf Gamata. Period. That's the Tosfos Rid's Rashi. Our Rashi holds absolutely not. Right? Everyone, I mean, all of the Rishonim that don't have the Tosfos Rid's Rashi, they all say, l'chatchila, it's aser to be mevashel in a kedera, even if it's a kedera shena bas yoma. L'chatchila. Against the Tosfos Rid's Rashi. Avad. Question is why? So our Rashi says, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a gzera kedera shena bas yoma to bas yoma. Comes the Tosfos Rid and says, no, I didn't have that gears in the Gemara. He says the reason why l'chatchila it's aser is because ein mevatlin isser l'chatchila. Look, just like you're not allowed to put isser into a kedera, knowing that you have shishim in that kedera beheta to be mevatl the isser, so too, claims the Tosfos Rid, you can't cook in a kedera she'ena bas yoma because you're being mevatl in isser l'chatchila. What does that mean? You're cooking isser in the kedera, but because it's nosin tam levgam, it's not going to aser. So that's like bitul iser l'chatchila. So says the Tosfos Rid, just like you can't cook iser in the kedera shel heter because ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila, so too you can't use a kedera she'ena bas yoma, even though it's going to be nosin tam levgam, because that's like bitul iser l'chatchila. So the question is, why did the Gemara need a special gzeira over here? Our gears in the Gemara. Right? Before we knew of the Tosfos Rid, we see Rashi understands in the Gemara, the gears of Rav Rishon, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rishonim in Masechta Avodah Zarah, is that l'chatchila you can't use a keder shena bas yoma, but v'di'evit, if you used it, it's not going to ask the tavshil. Why l'chatchila can't you use a keder shena bas yoma? Gzera, keder shena bas yoma, to bas yoma. Why couldn't the Gemara have just said that the reason why l'chatchila is us is because ein mevatlin is l'chatchila? It's a very simple answer. We know this rule. This applies in Shas, in Chulin, in Beitzah. It's all over the place. Why did the Gemara have to come on to a special gzera, a new gzera of gzera shena, kedera shena bas yoma to bas yoma? Just say, ein mevatlin is l'chatchila. That's the reason why it should be usher. That's the reason why it should be usher to use the kedera shena bas yoma l'chatchila. So this question actually appears on the books. It's a question that the Ra'ah asks on the Rashba. The Ra'ah in Berak HaBayis asks on the Rashba in the Torah HaBayis in a slightly different form. But the basic Yesod of the Kasha really, really does exist. So look at the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Look at the Torah HaBayis. Look at the Berak HaBayis. See what the Ra'ah asks on the Rashba. I'll try to give you the answer of the Rashba. Look at the tour, quoting the Rashba in a slightly different context. We'll try to develop this idea of the Ra'ah and the Rashba to answer this question, why the Gemara had to come on to the Gezer of Kederesh and Bas Yoma, Ota Bas Yoma. And once we see the answer of the Rashba, then hopefully we'll be able to be masbir, we'll be able to explain it and gain a better understanding of the sugya.